That's me, Ben Thorne.
Yep.
Why does everybody in there see it? I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure, if you wish to speak on an item, either in the chamber or via Teams, use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. So item one on the agenda is apologies and chairperson's remarks.
Apologies from McGeary on.
Chair, apologies from Marie Ward.
Conor Galbraith, Chair.
Apology for Glenn Hanna.
I don't have any chairperson's remarks. So item two is declarations of interest. Item 3 is the action sheet arising from the council meeting held on the 3rd of April 2023. So, if we could have a proposer and seconder, please. Proposed by Councillor Hanlon, seconded by Councillor Andrews. Any questions or comments? No, we move on to item 4, the minutes of the council meeting held on the 3rd of April 2023. Could we have a proposer and seconder, please? Proposed by Councillor Lewis, seconded by Councillor McAteer. Any questions or comments or any matters arising? Item 5, minutes of the special council meeting held on the 27th of March 2023. Could we have a proposer and seconder, please? Proposed by Councillor Lewis, seconded by Councillor McAteer. Any matters arising? Item 6. The minutes of the Audit Committee meeting held on the 4th of April 2023. A proposer and seconder, please. Proposed by Councillor Lewis. Seconder.
Needs to be somebody that was at the Audit Committee meeting.
Brian McAteer and Murphy.
Someone who was at the meeting.
Vote.
Seconded by Councillor Brennan. Councillor Byrne, you have a question?
Jim, if you just turn yourself,
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Yeah, it's on page four. There was a long discussion at the Audit Committee about on the risk register and the increased risk to the highest level around the industrial action and the frustration, not to go into the details of it, and I know you'd probably have to go into closed session for that, but the frustration as an Audit Committee member, I suppose an outgoing Audit Committee member now, but for those going back in, is that we need to make sure that there's measures in place to mitigate against current risks and rising risks. And there was no information, zero information. So to have to have a paper where a risk has increased to the highest level because industrial action was on the horizon with no detail of that industrial action. And I understand through the Group Leaders Forum that we have those discussions and going forward, the opportunity to have those discussions with Laura. But you've got to take some information. And also then on the mitigating factors, we're just meeting with the Labour Relations Agency. That was it. And if you go into some of the other risks, it outlines a number of things that you could do to try and reduce that risk. And for us to go out and try and talk to the public about what we're doing, and especially in the Audit Committee, that we are confident that measures are put in place to reduce that risk, we couldn't make that decision. And you'll see it in the minutes, the frustration from that. So I think for the next Audit Committee meeting, and we'll get a chance to see it when it comes to full council, that we've got to have proper measures put in place. So we have confidence in the staff, and it can't be something as simple as a meeting's taking place. And that's not to go into the issue at all, but just that we have confidence that the senior management have it under control. And I don't know whether you can maybe give us an update this evening of where we are at, because obviously through the election, everybody's minds was in different places. But it's sort of, if you're not involved in the Group Leaders Forum, you don't know where we are in terms of possible industrial action or staff morale. So.
Thank you, Councillor Byrne. Are you happy to second?
Happy to second as being present at the meeting, but just maybe get a bit of a response on that.
Maybe I could respond on that, the Councillor Byrne. We had a meeting with the LRA twice last week. There's a further meeting arranged for the 28th of June due to the availability with LRA. But we're happy to have to engage with parties between now and the next LRA meeting to provide updates and to provide more information within the risk register for the next Audit Committee meeting.
Thanks, O'Reilly.
Madam Chair, can I indulge you for a very important issue? I'm sure you're aware that there was a man in his early 40s died in Carlingford Lough 2 weeks ago now as a result of a jet ski accident. We're going into peak period in Cranfield and Newcastle, and I'd be very grateful if the council could update the safety policy that we have in place for jet skis, because we're going back 5 or 6 years and there was a fatality in Cranfield, and we want to do everything we can to avoid that. Thanks very much, Madam Chair. I appreciate you that, man.
Councillor Rennie, it's not really the right place to raise it, but we will bring it to the relevant.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I'm the father of the house now, so.
Godfather. Right, the item 7 is the planning section. There's nothing under the planning section. Items 8, 9, 10 are just for noting, and if anybody has any matters arising, they can raise them with the relevant officer. Councillor Andrews, you have a comment?
Yes, I suppose.
Sorry, Declan, if you just turn yours on.
Dead on. Thanks very much, Chair, and congratulations on your election and also to Gareth. In relation to the correspondence from the Minister of State at the NIO, I must say that I thank the councillors so far. Councillors so far have indicated their support for reducing the voting age to 16. You know, whenever I was out canvassing, a lot of the 16-year-olds upwards that spoke to me says, "Ty, you know, we appreciate very much what you're doing, but I think whenever 16-year-olds plus in Scotland and Wales can vote in local and in the Scottish Parliament and in the Welsh Senate elections, you know, I think realistically that, you know, if they can do it in those jurisdictions, voting at that age, it should be applied right across the board. So I'd like to propose that we write again to the Minister of State of the NIO, citing our disappointment at the response in his letter, and also that we strongly support the call for the right of franchise for 16-year-olds plus to be extended. If they can learn to drive, if they can pay their taxes, well, if they pay their taxes, they're entitled to have their say. So again, I'd just like to thank everybody for their support so far. Thanks.
Could we have a seconder to write back to, please, Councillor Devon? Councillor McAteer?
Yeah, Chair, if you don't mind, just on the planning, and I know there's been no meetings since, and it wasn't the intention of the plan committee that the plan meetings got, as you know, remember yourself. Sorry, first of all, can I congratulate you and Gareth on your positions, and no better woman, I must say, and no better man either, of course, as well. But I'm delighted to see you both, Muriel and Patrick, well represented, ably represented too, as well, that Valerie and Gareth. So just on the planning, you know, it's been about 2 months now since really we met properly, and we've lost sight of what really what's going on. But I know, and I'm very concerned about planning at the moment in this council, and the level of staffing there is, the level of administrative staff, and the general, I suppose, reduction in the output as well. Extremely concerned. The public are concerned. When you're in the doors, actually canvassed, you heard that. There's lots of people. So I would like to see some urgent action on that, and also on the planning portal, which lies outside the council's remit, where this is the 6th month into the new planning portal, and I've spoken to planning officers and spoken to members of the public who are trying to access plans and planning reports. Can't do it, can't be uploaded, there's something badly wrong. So we need very, very urgent action on planning, because things are falling behind badly, and we don't want that. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks for Quinn.
Thank you, Chair, and congratulations, and thanks again for allowing me to speak. I'm just speaking in support of item number 9 from Terry's Andrew's motion. Again, really, I'm disappointed that it wasn't received more favourably. And I hope in the possibility of a new British government coming out of an election possibly next year, that it will allow for a better process to allow young people to be included in the democratic process. It is our lives that's being voted on. They should have a hand in it. Being 16 at the time of the Brexit vote, I know firsthand what it was like to see something coming in that you had no hand in. And it's my generation that are now facing the repercussions of it. So just on that fact, if we look now at the constitutional question, we say now we need to establish a citizens' assembly to be able to debate and have these issues put to the forefront, to allow for, no matter what your age, creed or anything, that in a new island of Ireland that we're able to see real change for no matter what anyone's age, and allow young people to have a bit of an input. So thanks very much for letting me bring me in.
Councillor Finn.
Let's press it again. Are you looking in, Dari?
Yes, yeah. Firstly, congratulations to both of you. I'm really pleased to see two wonderful people up there. Just off the back of what Councillor Quinn and Councillor Andrews said, I would really like to have included in that letter, particularly because the Minister had said that it was recognised in the majority of most democratic states that the voting age was 18. I would like to see cited in that the Isle of Man, Jersey, Guernsey and Scotland, because obviously they are neighbours of ourselves. And I think that makes a very strong case, an example for why young people here should be afforded the right to vote and also allowed to participate within the democratic institutions. So thank you very much.
That has been noted, Councillor Finn. Councillor Lee Surgener.
I'll keep it short and sweet. Congratulations, Madam Chair and Councillor Sharman, on your elected appointment. Basically, it's in relation to item 7, planning section. I echo my colleague in the chamber, that is, Councillor McAteer, comment on planning. There is something seriously amiss in the department, and it needs to be looked at. So I absolutely agree with what he has said. Thanks.
Councillor Savage.
Sorry, Chair.
This is sort of a late request, and it's coming in the back of what's happened in the last week. Chair, I would be asking that we maybe could suspend standing orders, if possible, with a view to putting forward a proposal that we write to the Southern Health Trust to have them here as quickly as possible to answer urgent questions on what's happening at Daisy Hill at the moment. I think we're all deeply concerned, and I feel everyone in this chamber has a right to ask questions of the Trust as to how we've got into the state that we're in at the moment.
Yes, I'd be quite happy.
Yes, sure.
We have to do a recorded vote in order to suspend standing orders. It has to be done by a qualified majority again. So, Councillor Andrews?
All for.
Councillor Boysie? Councillor Brennan? Councillor Byrne? Councillor Campbell? Councillor Clark? Councillor Devlin? Councillor Enright?
Oh.
Councillor Finn? Councillor Finnegan? Councillor McBride and Gibbons are absent. Councillor Hanlon?
Four.
Councillor Hannah is absent. Councillor Hart?
Four.
Councillor Hoyle? Councillor Jackson? Councillor Kearns? Councillor Kelly? Councillor King? Councillor Larkin?
Four.
Councillor Lee Surgener?
Four.
Councillor Lewis?
Four.
Councillor McGuinness? Councillor Mathers? Councillor McAteer?
Four.
Councillor McAvoy? Councillor McMurray?
Four.
Councillor O'Hare? Councillor Declan Murphy?
Four.
Councillor Kate Murphy? Councillor Selena Murphy? Councillor Quinn? Councillor Riley? Is gone. Councillor Rice? Councillor Wan is absent. Councillor Savage?
Four.
Councillor Sharvin?
Four.
Councillor Taylor? Councillor Tinley?
Four.
Councillor Truesdale? I have 36 for. And no, none against, so that's carried. Dispense standing order.
Okay, thanks, Valerie, and I appreciate you, Chair, allow me to make that proposal. Chair, I'm sure you, as a Newry councillor and other councillors in across the South Down and South Armagh area, are acutely aware.
Sorry, Michael, could we possibly have the wording first?
Yes, it's very simple. The Council requests an urgent meeting with the Directors and Management of the Southern Health Trust to discuss their future plans and emergency plans for services at Daisy Hill Hospital, the retention and enhancement of services at Daisy Hill Hospital.
We have a seconder, please. I'll have my
sorry, Chair. I'm sure all the councillors are aware of the dire situation we face in Daisy Hill Hospital. I think it's only right that people who we sat across from in a public meeting less than 2 months ago come back and answer very serious questions about how the hospital has been allowed to lose 9 of its key consultants over the last 12 months, that services are crumbling, staff are very fearful for their futures, and plans that we have seen so far are very dependent on the generosity of other trusts across the north who are already struggling. There is our plans, I understand, that are about directing patients to Craigavon Hospital, which is already under severe pressure and busting at the seams. And this just looks like a plan that is going nowhere and a trust that has lost the run of itself in relation to how it manages and contributes to the future of Daisy Hill Hospital. And most importantly, the healthcare of the people of the South Down, South Armagh and Greater Newry area. What I've been told and led to believe as well is that stroke patients now no longer will be able to go to Daisy Hill and get thrombolysis. They will be told to drive past and go straight to Craigavon. And I know those councillors here who represent areas like Colville and Annalong and Kilkeel find that very frightening for the people that they represent. And I'm telling you here and now, the councillors in this chamber are not prepared to allow Daisy Hill to go by the wayside, and for plans that should have been put in place months ago in relation to succession planning and the advertising for and recruitment of staff, senior consultant staff,
We need to get a handle on where the trusts are, and if the people behind these decisions that have led to the downfall of our hospital are not fit for purpose, then we need the people in there who are, and they need to be held account for the decisions that they have made, or in some cases, lack of them, because my understanding is that they have admitted that they weren't listening to the concerns raised by consultants who saw their colleagues heading towards retirement age, saw a crisis on the agenda, and felt that despite huge loyalty to Daisy Hill, could not put themselves through the challenges that were coming down the line. So we need them here, we need to speak to them, we need to get honest answers, and we need to hold them accountable. And I think that's the, I would say I'm summing up the view of most councillors, if not all, in this chamber in relation to the threat to our local hospital. And I'd appreciate the support of our councillors in doing that. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Michael. Councillor McAteer.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. It's the red light, yeah. Thank you, Chair, for that as well. And certainly I'm not going to repeat what Megan said, but all to add to that, by saying that I've been contacted by GP practices today who have taken some sort of comfort in the fact that the council is back, at least, and have some public voice to speak on the area's behalf. The doctors in these practices are saying they're finding it very, very difficult to work. They say that's a really bad, worrying situation, and for the first time that they really feel that there's a real threat to Daisy Hill and to the people's health in this area. So that's all I have to say on that, and as I say, thank you, Chair, for suspending or agreeing to suspend Stan North.
Thank you. Declan Murphy.
Thank you, Chair, and just like to concur with my two colleagues. You know, this has been foreseen by people on the ground. It's incomprehensible how the people that owe a duty of care to us, who we pay, didn't foresee this. Not only did they not foresee this, they actually encouraged some of the existing consultants to go elsewhere, leaving the people who were in Daisy Hill in a very precarious situation. This has totally demoralised the staff. It obviously puts all of us in the catchment area in danger, you know, because we won't have the services that we deserve. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, and I know everybody is coming together singing from the same hymn sheet, but, you know, we've been here before, we've been on the streets, people have banged out the statements, put out the videos, but yes, we're actually in a worse position than we were a year ago. So it is going to be very hard questions that have to be asked of the people who we pay to do this job, why they haven't done their job. So we do need them here. Thank you.
Councillor Jackson.
Yes, Chair, just again on behalf of the DUP team here, I just would be very happy to support direct engagement with the healthcare trust just to benefit the improving the services from Daisy Hill Hospital. And just allowing elected representatives to engage with the Southern Trust and just to find out going forward what is going on. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Taylor.
The second, the proposal brought forward by Councillor Savage. And you know, no doubt obviously everyone supports the position that we need to engage with the Trust on this. I don't think anyone can underestimate the seriousness of the situation that Daisy Hill Hospital finds itself in. And staff are extremely worried about the future of the hospital, and obviously extremely worried about the concern that causes for the population as well. Because if the hospital can't work within the facilities that are there, that obviously places pressure on people's health and people's welfare. And certainly as a council, we have to do everything we can to hold the trust accountable. Because I think, as Councillor Murphy has said, this shouldn't have been a surprise to anybody. I think all of us have seen the signs about the potential danger that was going to happen, and it unfortunately has occurred. And why the trust allowed it to get into this position, and whilst some of the issues are difficult to resolve, they certainly should have been able to be in a position to try and at least deal with some of what's happened over the last number of weeks and what potentially could happen down the line over the next couple of weeks and months ahead. So we need to be able to be in a position to hold them accountable. We need to hear very clear plans as to how both they and the Department of Health are going to deal with this issue going forward. Because it's not just about Daisy Hill. Daisy Hill obviously is our principal concern because it's our local hospital. It's a hospital that serves our local population. But this has the potential to impact on the whole health system in Northern Ireland and create what's already a crisis situation and an extremely serious crisis situation. So we need the trust here as soon as possible, and we need to see from them clear, concrete, long-term plans as to how they deliver the services that we need and deserve as a population in the wider area. So I hope that they will act positively in terms of responding to this request and that they do that as soon as possible. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Councillor Taylor. Councillor McMurray.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, no, and I quite support the emphasis of the emergency motion, if you will, or if that's what it is, in calling for the representative of the trust. You know, as someone who's had a close family member avail of the services provided in Daisy Hill, you know, it's fantastic, and certainly, but again, even having someone in there, it doesn't go unknown the stresses that hospital is under. So certainly, I think it needs to be communicated what the what is going on, and certainly support the sentiments made, Chair. Thank you.
Councillor Tinley.
Yeah, likewise, Chairperson, and let me first congratulate you on your elevation. You've served a lengthy apprenticeship, Valerie, and I want to wish you all the best for the incoming year. And congratulations, Gareth, to you also, and best wishes for the year ahead. I fully support Councillor Savage's emergency motion here tonight, Chairperson. I have to tell you, I'm absolutely astounded at the lack of respect that the trust have, particularly for our MPs and our MLAs, who we delegate to deal with these matters at a higher level. And I cannot take any view other than the meetings that have been arranged over the past number of months, over the past number of years, to deal with these matters appear to be nothing more than a box-ticking exercise on the part of the trust. And they just come and tell us what they need to tell us to get through the meetings. So it's totally unacceptable. I have no idea what effect bringing them in here is going to do, because I fear it will be more of the same. But at least it will be a chance to let them hear the voices and the concerns of the people that we represent. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Tinley. Michael, if you'd just like to sum up, please.
Yes, Chair, and again, thanks to all the members for their support. And again, Valerie, thank you very much for taking the motion at short notice. I just felt that we couldn't go by another day without the elected representatives at the first opportunity holding the trust to account in whatever forum we can. And as this is the only forum available to us locally here to do that, we need to do that and do it very soon. And I thank all the colleagues from across the parties and the independents for their support in doing that. This is about the health of everyone in our district. And not only that, as Councillor Taylor has said, from what we have heard, the outreach that's been done to other trusts is not getting a warm reception from places like the Royal. They're already under pressure as it is. So we could be ending up with our health service going into a cul-de-sac here, and we need to know where's the plan B and the plan A, never mind the plan B, to provide services for our people. Because what I'm afraid of now, we are now at the stage where I think people will die needlessly in our district if urgent action is taken. So thank you, members, for your support. Thank you.
Well, if everyone's in agreement, we will get that request sent through to the trust, because I feel that questions need to be asked and answers need to be given. Thank you all, and safe home.
Thanks, Laurie. Thank you. Thanks, Chair.
Get rid of my legs.